morning. It's Drive Time, a show about anything automotive. Co-hosted by automotive industry veterans Tom Cheddar and Desmond Creighton. Tom's a popular speaker, consultant, and writer with over four decades of automotive experience. He owned a chain of award-winning auto repair shops and is the recipient of the Transmission Industry's Lifetime Achievement Award. Desmond has over 30 years of automotive experience as a master technician and transmission rebuilder, and he's the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions, serving the Quad Cities area for 14 years. So sit back and relax as we talk about anything automotive. It's Drive Time.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome to the only automotive talk show in the Quad Cities area. As you can hopefully tell from my voice, I am not Tom Cheddar. Desmond and Ken won't be here today either. My name is Marilyn Mott, and I'm the Director of Community Outreach for the Better Business Bureau here in Northern Arizona. And I am joined today by Lenora Bateman, President of Bennett Oil, Shannon Creighton. Yes, she is Desmond's wife from Prescott Valley Transmissions, and she runs the show over there. And speaking of wives, Angel Gomez, Louie's wife from Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service, is unable to be with us today, but we wish her well. Also in the studio with us is Tammy Gage with O'Reilly Auto Parts, and she is the wholesale manager for O'Reilly. And all the way from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, Tiffany Sherrato, the founder of an organization called Amazing Women in Automotive. Welcome, all of you. Thank you for being here. Back by popular demand, we have hijacked this week's episode of Drive Time. Actually, Drive Time's lady listeners asked for a show dedicated to auto care from the female perspective, and today we are responding to your request. By the way, this is just the second week that Drive Time's been moved to the 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday slot, so that's a good indication that the show is gaining in popularity. Folks, because Drive Time is pre-recorded, we don't take live calls during the show, but you can ask questions or make comments on our website, drivetimeaz.com. That's drivetimeaz.com. We will answer all of your messages via email, but if yours is picked as the question or comment of the week, we'll discuss it on the air and you will win a prize package valued at $225. You can also win a $225 prize package by just sending us your favorite car or motorcycle song, along with a funny or sentimental reason why it is your favorite. And I know Tom says it every week, and it's true that it's nice to have sponsors that we can endorse and not just promote. Our sponsors are highly regarded within the Quad Cities area. Great companies like Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service, your hometown favorite for tires and auto care. All new, again, paintless dent repair makes hail damage and other dents and dings disappear, or it's free. Five Star Cars offers friendly hometown service with internet selection and pricing. Bennett Oil has served the Quad Cities petroleum needs since 1938. That's 85 years. That's amazing. For a nutritious pick-me-up, go to Third Shot Coffee and Acai at the Gateway Mall, or get juiced up at the Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Prescott Valley in front of the hospital. Go to drivetimeaz.com and click on any of the sponsors' logos, and you will be instantly transported directly to their website. While you're on our website, look under Ken's picture for links to Arizona car shows and motorcycle roads, rides, and events. You will also find links to all of our podcasts and our previous shows, so you and your friends never need miss an episode. You can always catch us at drivetimeaz.com. That is drivetimeaz.com. Speaking of great sponsors, we received a nice comment from one of our lady listeners this week, and I think it's a great way to kick off our conversation. Here is Erica's comment. I just want to thank everyone at the Drive Time Radio Show for having such great sponsors. I just bought a car from Five Star Cars, and Roger was such a pleasure to deal with. He was kind and patient, and he made it the most stress-free car purchase I have ever experienced, just like their commercials say. And I also want to thank Prescott Valley Transmissions for doing a pre-purchase inspection for me. They did it the same day I stopped in without an appointment. They gave the car a clean bill of health and even gave me a $100 gift card in case I need future repairs. I am so happy with my car, and I will continue to be a faithful Drive Time listener. Thank you, Erica, for being willing to point out a positive experience that you had with businesses in our local area. This is something that is really important for us to be doing. We always focus on the negative, and we have so many great experiences that we never take the time to report. So we appreciate you doing that, Erica. Thank you. And on that note, we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Check engine light on. You know, one possibility is running too low octane or low tier unbranded gas, or simply just some bad or contaminated gas. I want to tell you about the good folks at Bennett Oil. When it comes to quality, they never cut corners. They sell only top tier fuels with premium additive packages like Chevron and Texaco with Tecron, VP Racing Fuels and Lubricants, and a complete line of Citgo lubricants. From its humble beginning 85 years ago with Czech's Atlantic Richfield service right here in Prescott to the multi-state company it is today, Bennett Oil is known for top quality and customer-first service. If you have a business or a fleet of vehicles, Bennett Oil's Pacific Pride Commercial Fleet Card might be the answer for helping to control your fuel costs. By the way, you don't have to have a fleet. The folks at Bennett Oil can customize a program for you, too. There are thousands of locations nationally, and Bennett Oil has six Pacific Pride commercial refueling sites for 24/7 fleet card access in the Quad Cities area. There's three in Prescott, one in Prescott Valley, one in Dewey, and one in Chino Valley. These sites boast DEF, or diesel exhaust fluid, right at the pump. They have higher volume fueling hoses and nozzles for faster service in larger volume vehicles. They have wide open lanes for large vehicles and RVs, and state-of-the-art fueling controls and fraud prevention. Bennett Oil is also a bulk fuel and petroleum product and equipment distributor serving retailers, repair shops, and commercial heavy-duty companies with off-site deliveries, even in the field. Non-business listener, everybody uses fuel, and Bennett Oil has two retail locations. The Texaco at 810 East Sheldon Street in Prescott also has a convenience store and an amazing full-service deli. Thumb Butte Pit Stop at 1451 West Gurley Street in Prescott also has a convenience store and another great deli. You can also buy your home heating fuel, kerosene, and shingle and fence oil for staining and maintaining your decks, fences, and shingles. Bennett Oil's been serving Arizona's petroleum needs since 1938. This year marks their 85th anniversary. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Drive Time.
So today we are going to talk about some things with vehicles, with what finding a good mechanic. How do you know you aren't getting taken advantage of when you go in for a repair? How do you know where to go for parts, or maybe what to look for online if you're trying to search for things? Who do you go to when you have a question? And I will admit, I kind of want to get the conversation going by asking a question that I think comes up a lot. And especially for women, I say this a lot when I'm out there in the field talking about education and things like that, is trust your gut. That is something that comes up an awful lot. And women, we tend to be very intuitive, but we don't always listen to that intuition. And they say now science even backs it up and says that your gut is your second brain. And some people are debating whether or not it's actually your first brain, that it registers first there and then registers in your actual brain. So I will say, as we continue this conversation, and as you are out there in the world shopping for cars, looking for a good mechanic, getting that quote from a mechanic because something's wrong with your vehicle, trust your gut. So the first question I have to kick off the conversation, and anyone can take this that is on the call. Ladies, how do you know when you need a second opinion? So you are having a trouble or an issue with your vehicle. What is your either personal experience, or have you seen a customer go through this before? How would you say that you're aware? Maybe you're getting a quote from someone, or you've taken it somewhere, or maybe you're just talking to your neighbor about your vehicle having issues, and your neighbor has an opinion. Maybe they're a mechanic. We have a tendency to do that a lot. Like, oh, they're a mechanic. We'll ask them. Yeah. How do you know? Like, what do you think? What are your thought processes on that, about getting a second opinion?
Well, I'll jump in. This is Lenora from Bennett Oil. I think, like you mentioned, Marilyn, just your gut feeling just starts you off on the path that you need to be on, and then surround yourself with people that you trust. But if it doesn't feel right, and maybe, you know, and of course the all-knowing Google, you know, I've even, you know, asked, you know, how much should a basic, you know, charge be for changing out a, you know, power steering pump or something. So you can, I think you can kind of get gauges from people and then work off of those with some of the conversations you have.
That's
just
a good
just
point.
How does it feel? And
I will admit, you're right. I do Google what is the average cost mm-hmm. of this so that I know, you know, you get what you pay for. So you don't want to, if you're lowballed, then maybe you should walk or run from that mechanic.
And I also think if you ask the right questions, you know, don't be afraid to ask questions and just ask the technician that's going over this quote with you. Why do I need this? Mm-hmm. And sometimes they've even heard of, you know, good companies or nice technicians showing you the worn out part or, you know, the thing that they need to replace or, you know, to mm-hmm. validate, you know, the work that's really going on. So that's some of the things that I've heard occur.
This is Tammy at O'Reilly Auto Parts, but also look out, like maybe ask for personal experiences with local shops, because a lot of times you don't know where to go. And so people's personal experiences at different shops can also lead you in the right direction and to make sure that you're not going to get scammed or ripped off. So.
Yeah, referrals.
That's so true.
Referrals mean a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and I would. This is Tiffany out of Oklahoma, founder of AWIA, and I'm also an owner of a transmission shop here as well. But I think I'd like to reiterate kind of what Morena touched on. Diagnostics is important, and if they don't perform a proper diagnostic, there's no way with these complicated vehicles that are out driving around on the road that they can verify, test, and explain to the customer what's failed and why. You know, I've even had a female customer come into our shop and say, well, I know diagnostics is just a gimmick to get more money. And I feel like that's because as an industry, we haven't done a really good job of selling the value. But asking your local auto parts store is also fantastic. We do the same thing. If a customer calls and they're needing a service that we can't provide or don't provide because we're strictly transmission, we tell them, go talk to your local O'Reilly store. They're going to know who returns parts all the time because it's the wrong stuff or it didn't fix the car or has claims. I mean, they're going to be very knowledgeable of who you should go to. So I think all these things are really great, great items to bring up when you're looking around and calling shop.
That's very true, Tiffany. We have to make sure that we understand the car, just like the human body takes diagnosis. And sometimes that means that you have to start with where you think the problem is and then kind of break it down from there. You don't want to go in for surgery and have them remove the wrong organ or
exactly.
put in the wrong part.
Mm-hmm.
So that can
exactly.
be a bit of an issue. Well, that's a very good point.
Especially a transmission or an engine because they're so very expensive. There's no going back after that.
That is
true. You
know,
it's a big job, so it's pretty important.
What would you say, Shannon, are some good questions to
I am a firm believer of the show and sell. When we have a customer's car up on the lift, I love to be able to take my customers in the back and show them, this is what we're seeing with your car. This is why it's not correct. I believe the customer is going to have more faith in you if they're actually seeing, okay, this is what's wrong with my car. And this is what they're going to do for me. So my guys, we always love to invite the customer back and show them what's going on with their vehicle.
And that is Prescott Valley Transmission. Shannon, I love that you do that. And I will admit, just as a woman, I'm curious. I kind of want to go into the shop and see that. And I think that that's awesome that you take the time to do that. Ladies, that is something to look for when you are taking your vehicle somewhere. People who are willing to be transparent with you and say, you know what, you may not be knowledgeable about this, but I am, and I'm not afraid to share my knowledge with you.
Absolutely.
That's really good. That's really good. That's awesome. So if there is a discomfort over a price, how do we, because this is tough. This is tough because we live in a world now where there's inflation, and I'm sure it's always been like that. And I'm sure that there's always been that question of, you know, am I getting the best deal? Am I being taken advantage of? What would you say is maybe a good measure of pricing? Do we just Google the price? Do we talk to other people? Is there a way for a woman to be more aware or to feel confident that she is getting, I don't want to say the best deal possible, because sometimes what looks like the best deal is not the best deal. Does anyone have a story?
Yeah, I can jump in and take that.
That's, sure. Thank you, Tiffany.
Again, I would say asking, if you call around, you get several prices. Typically you lean towards the medium, but if there is one that's higher, ask them why they're higher than anybody else. They should be able to explain the value of their service. Many times it may be because they're a shop that invests in their employees and their training, that they want to bring value to their customer, and they should be able to easily express that to you over the phone. I can give you an example of a young woman who was just in our shop last month. She had called around. In my particular area, I probably have 6 transmission shops within a 2 or 3 mile radius. And when she came in to visit to pick up her car, my father, who's the other owner of the transmission shop, was up front, and I happened to overhear the conversation. But she told him, I called around to several other shops, and as a woman, this was the shop that I felt handled my call the best. You weren't the cheapest, but I told my husband, because of the way things were handled over the phone and how you explained the price to me, what I was going to be getting, what the typical failures were on this transmission, my money was better spent with you. Plus the respect she felt that we gave her. She was already nervous about calling around getting prices for their vehicle. She said, I had a kid screaming in the background, and your people were so patient with me. Some of the calls that I made to some other shops were some old grumpy men that you could tell just could not wait to get off the phone with me. Now, those are her words, not mine. But, you know, I see where she's coming from. It's an intimidating phone call to make when you don't know the right questions to ask. And I think that's a lot of the problem, is they don't know what questions to ask to get the answers that they need.
I've also heard a comment where someone will say, okay, now if I was your mother and I was in here with this problem, how would you direct me with this? Personalize a little bit to them, and encourage them to care a little bit about the situation and what they're going to be guiding you on.
And with that, we are going to take, thank you, ladies. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back to talk a little bit more about good questions to ask.
You know the old adage, it seems too good to be true, and it probably is? Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service turns that old adage upside down. Until I met Louie and Angel, the owners of Prescott Tire Pros, I had heard their commercials on the radio, and I wondered if they were just another company that overpromises and underdelivers. Well, the time came when I needed some help with my mysterious vibration and clicking noise in my car. I had it checked out by a couple other shops, but they couldn't or wouldn't figure it out. And then someone I trusted told me to take it to Louie. Boy, was I glad my friend recommended them. They spent nearly an hour checking, testing, getting to the bottom of my problem. And when it turned out to be something they don't work on, they told me who to take it to for repairs. The amazing thing is they wouldn't take a dime for figuring it out for me. They said, just remember us next time and tell your friends about us. Little did I know back then that I'd be hosting a radio show a few years later. But here I am, and I'm telling you about Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. I'm not telling you about them just because they're one of our sponsors. I've told a lot of my friends about them. I'm telling you about them because you can trust them. You know, they do a lot for the community, too. They're always helping veterans and other deserving individuals. They're simply fine, fine people, and I'm proud that they're one of the sponsors, and most of all, that they're my friends. By the way, they don't just sell tires. They're a full-service automotive center. If it's part of your vehicle, they most likely can service it, fix it, or replace it. And if it's something they don't work on, they'll tell you who you can trust to do it right. All their tires and repairs are covered nationwide with a written warranty that's second to none. The next time you need tires or anything automotive, do yourself a favor and take it to Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. They're at 1635 Iron Springs Road next to Waters Garden Center. Or go to our show's website, drivetimeaz.com, and click on the Prescott Tire Pros logo. It'll take you straight to their website.
Thank you for joining us today on Drive Time. You can visit our website, drivetimeaz.com, for previous shows and for a copy of this show if you are missing it today. We are together with a group of wonderful women talking about mechanics and all things mechanical, automotive, just that industry and how tough it can be. And as we left for the break, we were talking about questions and how do you know what are good questions to ask? Or maybe sometimes it may seem like a silly question, but it is a good question to ask. And I will admit, I'll start off on this segment with this, but it was a personal experience that I had with a mechanic who I really respect. And I had a question saying, you know what, I did a little research on this part and I found out that this particular repair, you know, you get the list back. And if you're like me, you have, I call her an old girl. She's my old dirty girl that I have that I drive around. And I love this vehicle and she's been through a lot with me. But I know as she gets older, there's going to be more repairs needed. And so a lot of times if a good mechanic, they will provide you with a list of different things that need to be done to your vehicle. And I love that my mechanic takes the time. And it was, honestly, it happened. I decided, you know what, I'm going to be brave. I'm going to ask the question. So which of these do I need to do so that I'm not just going down the road one day and it's just me, the seat, and the steering wheel? You know, I mean, like, I get that the shocks are a little rough up here. You know, I get that my axle's looking, well, old. She's an old car. You know, so what is important in your expert? He's the expert. I'm not. In your expert opinion, which of these do I need to get done? Because I can't afford to do all of this at once. I mean, we were talking $6,000. Yeah. Now, granted, if I look at this logistically, and I tend to do that, $6,000 is a lot less expensive than a brand new vehicle. And it's way less expensive than a $600, $800 car payment every month. So, yes, there's security in that, but I love my car and I want to invest in her. So he was really kind and laid it all out for me.
Prioritized? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he kind of prioritized so I could take those repairs in pieces and still get her fixed and running like new. So,
and not break the bank.
Yeah. So don't be afraid to ask those questions. Are there any weigh-ins that you have on good questions? Shannon, looks like you have something.
And I think that's when you know you're in a good shop. So for us, our first concern is, why are you in my shop? What is going on? And then as soon as my foreman has diagnosed that issue, we automatically go into a safety inspection. And we're going to list everything that we're seeing. And we're going to prioritize it for you. So maybe these top two you need to have done now. We see a few other issues, but we've got some time on that. And I think that's when you know you're in a good shop, because someone is really looking out for you. And hey, I have an old car too, so I want to know. You know, is it brakes or is it tires this week? So what are we doing? What do I need to have done first?
We had a really great experience at Prescott Valley Transmission the last couple of weeks. We had a truck. It was new to us. We didn't buy it brand new, but it was new to us. And a couple of people that had been driving it just didn't feel like the transmission was quite right. And so Desmond took a look at it and actually, you know, looked into the actual model of the truck and had seen that there was some recall issues that had occurred, and found that we were still within our warranty period, and suggested that we take the truck to the dealer. And they, who does that? He could have had that whole transmission job to himself.
Prescott Valley Transmission.
He picked up on this truck's still in warranty. You know, there's some things going on here, and he really looked out for us and what we needed. So, yeah, it's wonderful.
That's awesome.
You did a great job.
Yeah, I love hearing stories like that. And they're out there, so don't be afraid to ask those questions.
As far as talking about pricing, when you're getting quotes from multiple shops, the one thing you have to look out for is quality. I mean, being in the parts business, there's an array of quality, different quality of parts. So from really cheap, like I'm just going to pad slap this real quick to get me on the road to... You never really want to skimp on your steering or your braking, ever.
Very true.
So,
good point. Thank you, Tammy.
You know, I mean, if they're quoting you a higher price for those items, definitely
yeah.
go for it. Yeah, go for that, because, you know, I mean, that's your child you're carrying around, or that somebody in front of you's grandmother that you're going to hit, you know, I mean, you don't want to skimp out on the most important parts of your vehicle.
So there's a range of quality parts. I mean, I guess just like prescriptions, we'll go, and if the price of the prescription is too much, we say, okay, well, what's the generic on this, right? Is
yes,
that the same kind of logic with the part store?
Yes, absolutely.
That there's a part.
There's definitely the bottom of the barrel and then the top of the line. You don't necessarily always need the top of the line, but you, depending on, you know, what your budget is, what you want to actually spend, you can kind of go middle of the line to the top of the line. But yeah, those items you want to, you know, ask, what are you putting
on
there?
And like, yeah. And in addition to that, you know, you want to make sure that it's not going to be a part that you're married to all the time. Mm-hmm. If you want your car dependable, it's not going to be in the shop. If you go with the lower grade part, you might constantly be replacing it under warranty or not. It's an inconvenience. So that's something you want to consider as well.
Right. It costs you more in the long run to spend less now a lot of times.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's taken me a long time to learn that.
Yes. I was just thinking that with Prescott Tire Pros is that, you know, Louis would, I think, back up that exact statement that, yes, you can absolutely go for the cheapest tire, but could it potentially cost you more in the long run? Especially if you're someone like me, be honest with the mechanic or whoever it is that you're working with. Be honest about what kind of driving you're doing with this vehicle. You know, I mean, my Aunt Karen was always replacing brakes. And then finally I told her, sorry, Aunt Karen, shout out. Mm-hmm. I love you. But she's hard on brakes. She brakes fast. You know, she gets near a vehicle and then puts on the brakes. And she's braking, so that's wonderful, but it's tough on brakes. So when she was finally honest about that, they were like, oh, you really should be using this kind of pad. It's going to be better for you. It's going to last longer. And sure enough, she was off and running. So just, you know, be honest about how you drive that vehicle and how much.
And a lot of times I think if we onesie-twosie it, you know, we're in this shop and this shop and this shop, and we're always searching for just that magic, then you lose that consistency and the history of what's going on with this vehicle. Mm-hmm. You know, so when you find somebody, stick with them, you know, because they'll continue to coach you.
Yeah,
well,
I definitely second that. We see a lot of people chasing particularly engine problems because they've bounced around from one technician to another, and you don't know exactly what parts they've replaced or where they got the part. Yeah, that history is really important. So if you can develop a relationship with a good shop, be there.
Yeah,
absolutely. Wonderful advice, ladies. We will be back after a short break to talk more about the importance of warranties and guarantees.
I've been around the car business for over 40 years, and I've bought and sold a lot of cars. As the guy in the insurance ad says, I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. And I know this about 5-star cars. They're truly a premier used car dealership. Before I asked them to be one of our sponsors, I visited the dealership to see how they treated people. I was favorably impressed. The owner, Bruce Wallace, says they're a stress-free dealership, and he means it. 5-star cars specializes in quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. They keep their inventory fresh with new vehicles, constantly adding new inventory. But they won't just put any car on the lot. Every vehicle they sell goes through a comprehensive inspection process to make sure the vehicle meets their strict standards. Then they service, repair, test drive, and detail each vehicle, and they add a 30-day, 1,000-mile warranty just to prove they're providing the best pre-owned vehicles available. Plus, they won't sell a car unless they can confirm its history. In fact, they post the Carfax report on the window of every car on the lot. Trade-ins are always welcome. They'll also buy your used vehicle for cash. Let me tell you, selling your car to them makes it a lot easier than taking the risk of trying to do it yourself with all those weirdos out there trying to scam private party sellers. 5-star Cars owner Bruce Wallace says, I've been around this town a long time, and we do business like we're going to be here for a long time to come. I can't recall ever seeing a used car dealership with an A+ accredited Better Business Bureau rating. And the customer reviews on their website validate that the BBB A+ rating is deserved. So whether you're shopping, selling, or just want to talk cars, make sure you give 5-star Cars a call or do what I did. Drop by for a visit. 5-star Cars is in Prescott Valley at 8057 East Yavapai Road. Contact 5-star Cars by going to our show's website, drivetimeaz.com. Click on the 5-star Cars logo, and it'll take you straight to their website.
Thank you for joining us today on the only automotive talk show in the Quad City area's Drive Time. And you can visit drivetimeaz.com and get all of this information. And before we went to the break, we were starting to touch on a little bit about purchasing parts. And once you find a good mechanic, you stick with them, you develop a relationship with them. And it is true, they develop a relationship with your vehicle, not just with you. And they kind of get to know your car, the little ins and outs, the idiosyncrasies. I had a 2009 Hyundai Elantra. I named her Ruby because I name everything. It might be a disease, but that's okay. We'll talk about that later. But she took me everywhere, and Ruby was awesome, but she had what I called the Little Miss Sunshine Syndrome. If anyone's seen that movie, there's a part in that movie where the Volkswagen van just, the horn will not stop going off. And Ruby, I'd be driving around in Phoenix, and all of a sudden, her horn would just, and people were looking at me, and I thought, I am going to get killed. Road rage is real. This is dangerous, people. And I didn't know what to do with her. And I'd taken her to several different mechanics. They'd looked at it. The little fuse was fine. Everything was okay. Well, I went online and I just did a little research and I found some great articles actually written by women who had said, you know what, this happened in my vehicle and all I did was this. And they took out the fuse for like a month or two, put it back in, and it was fine. So I stopped getting flipped off. I was very grateful for just that little advice that other people had gone through. I wasn't the only one. And sometimes that happens. So talking about parts and warranties and just the relationships that you can build is so important. And as women, relationships are important to us. And it is important to have a good mechanic, just like it's important to have a good doctor, someone that you trust. With your body and your car, your, like you mentioned, your children, your family. It's just so important. So what is something to look for or to be aware of, especially if you're purchasing a part like you mentioned earlier? Maybe you decide to go with that middle of the road because you can't afford that expensive. I wouldn't work for the Better Business Bureau if I didn't say we do need to read the fine print and know the warranty, know when we bring it to Prescott Valley Transmissions, that if someone else has done work on it prior, you're not responsible for that work. So those kind of things. Comments, thoughts?
Yeah, I think warranty says a lot about the shop or the supplier's confidence in their parts and service. You know, if you can't get, I hate to say this, but there's a particular dealer out there that's still selling transmissions with nothing more than a 12-year or a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. That doesn't say a whole lot about their confidence in their transmissions that they're selling. You know, any reman unit should be able to do a whole lot better than that. But that's just one example. You know, if you've got a good product and you think you have a good team, you should have a good warranty. So I would definitely, that would be a good question for any of your listeners to ask, what's your warranty and why? Explain it to me. Why are you lower or, you know, longer or shorter than standard? You know, what's your justification for that?
Good point, Tiffany. And we also need to make sure that we're clear on what you as a consumer need to do to maintain that warranty. Because that's something that we forget a lot of times, too. If you have a great warranty, but maybe you don't keep up on the care that's required for that warranty to be honored. You know, maybe
and you with the BBB are probably familiar with aftermarket warranty companies who are really becoming a stickler for that, too.
Absolutely.
You're not. Yep. Yes. If you're not servicing, we've got a lot of companies, particularly right now, you know, with the economy the way it is, that are declining mm-hmm. a lot of claims based on service issues.
Yeah,
so your service is really important.
Mm-hmm. Well, and warranty, yep. Like a lifetime warranty part is not lifetime for as long as you live. It is the life of that part for however many miles or years. Also, it's a defect in the part itself, not a defect within improper care of the vehicle that caused. I mean, if you've got somebody with a huge oil leak leaking right into your alternator that has a lifetime warranty, but that's not a warrantyable issue. So Some people are going to tell you that, and you're going to think, well, no, I have a lifetime warranty. Well, but you should have changed that valve cover gasket when we recommended that because mm-hmm. now it's costing you this. So there's right. a lot of components that go into an actual warranty, not just, oh, I've got a lifetime warranty.
Tammy, I think we need to say that again. Lifetime warranty
is not always a lifetime warranty.
It doesn't mean that the battery I buy is good until I'm 90?
No.
Okay,
for the
so
life of the, for the
I just want to make it clear because no. we have a tendency to hear what we want to hear.
Right.
And that's such good advice for our listeners to know.
I mean, if you have normal wear and tear, the pad wears on your brakes, say your pads wear evenly both sides until they wear completely down, that's the lifetime of the pad. That is not a defect. That was a pad that did what it was supposed to do for the lifetime of that pad. Not now, if that pad surface breaks away, then that would be a defect in the material workmanship, which would cause you to have a warrantyable issue, not just wear.
Mm-hmm. So, do you have to decipher that? I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
I mean, is that left to you at the part store a lot of times?
A lot of times, yes. Wow. And as long as, you know, for us being in that business of customer service, we generally take care of the issue, but explain that they need to replace all of the parts that caused that issue so that it'll work better for them. You know, I mean, we usually exchange it for customer service, customer satisfaction, rather than argue or fight, you know what I mean? Because
sure.
a lot of people don't understand what that concept is as far as a lifetime warranty, you know, if they're just
and that they have a responsibility
and that they yes,
to maintain
the vehicle. Yes.
They give you a manual mm-hmm. if you're lucky. And you know what? In today's world, it is amazing. You can go online and get a manual for anything. Like I said, she's an old girl, but I went online as soon as I bought her from the lady that I purchased her from, and I got that manual to see, okay, from now on, I can at least honor what they recommend. And so I was going to ask that. I'm pretty sure that Prescott Valley Transmissions is known for providing pictures and explanation.
We do digital inspections on every vehicle.
I love that.
Explain what a digital inspection is.
My techs, once they have your car up in the air, we're taking pictures of everything that is we feel might be an issue for you. Bad U joints, bad mounts. Those things all affect a transmission in some way. I mean, I've had U joints break, and then the drive shaft will snap up and hit a transmission, and then you've cracked your transmission open. So any part on the vehicle that my customer feels or my techs feel is an issue, we're going to take pictures, and we're going to show you why and explain it to you so you know.
That is awesome. Okay, and with that, we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back.
Bruce, Brandon, Matt, and Chris call themselves the crew all over there at All New Again Paintless Dent Repair. Let me tell you, these guys are magicians when it comes to making dents literally disappear. When I say disappear, I mean just that. They're invisible. The beauty of paintless dent repair is that your car's original paint remains intact, so the integrity of the finish is preserved. By the way, they'll tell you right up front if your damage is right for paintless dent repair. They never charge you for estimates, and there's no appointment needed. You can even send them a picture of your dent, and they'll give you their opinion right over the phone. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. Even if they try to fix it and can't make it perfect, they don't charge you. I came up with a slogan for them: results you can't see or it's free. They loved it, they use it, and they mean it. Here's an alert for you. Hail season is here, and hailstorms attract hail chasers. As the name implies, these outfits travel around the country chasing hailstorms. They pop up tents and signs on every corner, and the sign says, "We fix hail damage." The problem is, they blow out of town as fast as the hailstorm blew in. Once they're gone, what are you going to do if something goes wrong with their work? These guys are tricky, too. They'll get burner cell phones and local numbers, so you think they're hometowners. Don't fall victim to these gypsy-style operators. I was over at All New Again recently and saw an example of the kind of work done by some of these hail chasers last season. Believe me, it wasn't a pretty sight. The poor owner needs to have it all done over. So when it comes to paintless dent repair, take it to All New again. They've been in business for 2 decades, and they're here to stay. They're located at 8000 East Long Mesa Drive over in Prescott Valley. Contact All New Again Paintless Dent Repair by going to the DriveTimeAZ.com website and clicking on All New Again. It will take you straight to their website and tell them Drive Time sent you.
Welcome back to the only automotive talk show in the Quad Cities area, Drive Time AZ. And you can visit us at drivetimeaz.com for all of this information that you are receiving today. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining me. This has been an awesome conversation. And I just wanted to pick your brains about, we all have our own vehicles. And if you're like me, I've kept track. My first car was a 1977 Plymouth Volare station wagon. She was called the Beast, and you could hear her coming because she was just a big old beast of a station wagon. And man, we had a lot of fun in that vehicle. She could do donuts like nobody's business. That being said, the front end really took a beating to my teenage driving. And I will admit, towards the end of her life, the front right tire was at, I don't know, I'd say about a 33-degree angle. Not okay. So every time we'd hit a pothole or a speed bump, we'd just kind of hold our breath to see if it would hold on or if we were just going to be kicking up sparks. Oh, man, it was a blast. We had a good time. And I will admit, when I sold that vehicle, it was to a private investigator who came looking to reenact an accident that had occurred with that exact model of vehicle. He'd been all over the United States, and mine was only one of four left. And he gave me a great deal for how old she was and how beat up she was. The radio still worked, the push-button radio, the air conditioning still worked. I might be dating myself here. But I will admit, I loved her, and I cried when I sold that car. She was my first car, and I had bonded with her. There were lots of fun memories, and but we also went through a lot with getting her repaired over the years. And she had, when I sold her, almost 400,000 miles on her.
Wow.
So I just wonder if you have any fun stories that you would like to share with the listeners today. Anything fun that you'd like to talk about? Or personal experiences?
Well, I think just because a lot of us own shops or work in parts stores, we still find ourselves needing good facilities. So we still go through the same routine that your listeners are going through. You know, there's things that we don't offer or do necessarily in our facilities. Or we have a customer come in and we're looking for a facility that's going to take care of our customer in the way that we take care of them. So we do shopping around and everything too. And in personal experience, I have been happier with locally owned facilities like you guys have there in Prescott with your tire shop and Prescott Transmissions. And typically that's where I take my business, because when I call the dealership, their service writers don't seem to be trained to answer a lot of the questions like we've discussed here. The dealership is great with new products because they have a lot of information that sometimes we can't get in the aftermarket industry yet, because we're still doing testing and checking things out and waiting to see what happens, waiting for failures on all these new hot products that are rolling off the car lot. But I would say if you're a dealership, you know, through and true, give your local shops a try, because a lot of times they are really great and they're invested in your community.
Thank you for saying that, Tiffany. That is so true, and that's something that I will admit Better Business Bureau is always encouraging, that you shop local, keep that money local, and highlight those local businesses that are doing a good job. Bennett Oil, Prescott Tire Pros, Five Star Cars, O'Reilly's Auto Parts, and Prescott Valley Transmissions. We want to make sure that we are honoring the businesses in our area and thanking them for their service by doing business with them. It's so, so, so important.
I just want to talk a little bit about how important it is for record keeping.
Yes.
You know, I've got a husband who keeps track of, he could tell me what he spent on toilet paper when he was, you know, a freshman in college, the stuff he keeps track of. But just as far as oil changes and when he changed out different filters on the car and different parts on the car, and I think there's some really great apps now that really help facilitate a lot of that. to just keep track of. And then you can pick up on your warranty, you know, issues and opportunities if you've got the right records.
And these are also things that women can do themselves, change their air filters, change their wiper blades, make sure their lights are working. I mean, that's stuff, basic maintenance that all women should be able to do or ask how to do. We'll be more than happy to help you, you know, take care of that, but just make sure that you have all that good while you're out driving so that you're not having to get stuck in some, you know, off the beaten path gas station that's going to charge you, you know, $500
whatever
to change a wiper blade or something.
Want to charge you because they can, because
yes,
they're the only
one.
Because
they're the only one out there, yeah. So
true.
These are just minimum maintenance that everybody can do.
It's basic, yeah.
Basic maintenance.
That's true. I do carry water in my car. I find myself checking the water level in my battery, especially during the heat of the summer, because, man, is it hot. And if you don't have purified water or distilled water in the battery, it can affect the life of the battery. And I love O'Reilly for
you
being
really
able to do that.
You really shouldn't have to be able to add water to your battery unless there's something going on
wrong
with your charging
with
system.
Yep.
Good to know. So, did you say O'Reilly does that? If you come in, they would
O'Reilly
check your
will
water?
Come in and
no. We don't add water. You should never have to add.
You just shouldn't have to.
You should not have
correct.
To add anything to your
if
battery.
If you check it and notice it's low, you should
something's wrong.
O'Reilly
then you've got
and find
probably
out.
A charging system
okay.
issue that you probably need to.
What they will
that.
Do though is check
we
your
check
alternator,
battery,
I love that.
And engine codes. Even don't you do you
yeah,
any of that?
Engine codes, yeah, and that's kind of tricky because that kind of gives us the customer a base of what might be going on with their vehicle when their check engine light comes on, and that's something to be able to take to a reputable shop and say, hey, this is what we're not diagnosing because we're not mechanics. We're just giving a rough idea of what could be going on and that it needs to be properly diagnosed by a repair facility.
Okay.
And I'm sure you let people know that, but they may not always remember, ladies, we hear what we want to hear. So what she is saying is that they can give you a starting point or a jumping off point. But when you go to a reputable mechanic, you may hear other things. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I think it's also good to mention, if O'Reilly scanned your car and there's a bazillion codes, that's not always a bad thing.
Right.
That might lead you towards an electrical problem, and there's one issue, but it's causing all of those codes.
Yes.
So that's where that diagnostics, again, is so important, to find somebody who really does charge for diagnostics because there's a value in it and can justify the repairs and is going to warranty them. And I think a great question to ask is, if I pay for your diagnostics and this is what you recommend for the repair and it doesn't fix it, do I have to pay for it? They should say no, because they've diagnosed it and that's what they said was going to take care of it. At the very least, if there was a problem and it wasn't right, then they should refund that amount of money, and then, you know, you would pay for the proper repair to take care of the problem.
And that is true, Tiffany. Most mechanics will offer like a preliminary diagnostic, and then if they have to dig deeper, if they have to get in there, then that's their mechanic's time. Time is valuable,
right.
And they need to be pricing that accordingly. So
exactly.
As women, we shouldn't expect to get a free ride. No one should expect to get a free ride. But yes, we can absolutely be aware of just kind of the basic ways that these, and if you call a good shop, they'll tell you. They'll tell you straight up, here's what we offer up to this point. And then from there, if we have to dig deeper, then we're talking moving parts. And you are right about the diagnostic. We are driving around in mini computers, or maybe large computers, depending on how you look at it in today's world. But most modern cars from like the mid 80s on have some form of computer in them. So to just be aware of that and to know that that is so important. That's part of what we're seeing in today's world. So that's a really good point, Tammy. I appreciate that you brought that up. And thank you to all of you ladies for bringing up such good information and being willing to talk about it. Does anyone have anything else that they would like to say to the ladies that are listening to the show?
I think one little thing that I'd like to mention, because I think everybody on this call that had a shop or had a customer come in has seen the tape over the check engine light. Do not ignore the check engine light. And here's the other story we get a lot. Well, the check engine light's been on forever. Well, yeah, because it was on for something else that was probably minor, but because you weren't consistent about checking it and bringing it in for service, now there's a whole bunch of really important codes in the background that you weren't aware of because the check engine light is on. So if you have something little and silly, go ahead and get it taken care of, because the amount of money you're going to spend in the long run if you just put a sticker over it and pretend it's not there, it's costly.
It's true.
And there and the value of looking at what's on your dash. You know,
that's what I was just going to say. Learn your lights.
And what they're telling you.
I had a friend who freaked out, and I said, I'm pretty sure it's your tire light. No, the engine's going to blow up, or I don't remember what it was, but I said, you know what, let's take a deep breath and go take a look.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it was the tire light, and she was able to get the tire repaired, and all was well.
And a lot of times I think, you know, to just know your car, know your vehicle.
Correct.
You know, what temperature do we normally see occurring,
right.
You know, and turn the radio off so you can hear what your car is doing.
So true.
You know, so many times you can catch things as they're happening, and you're not going to be able to do that with the radio blaring and you know, really not making a point to listen.
Right.
Great lesson for teenage drivers.
Yeah,
very
when
true.
When they bring the brake rotor in and it's completely cut all the way through, and you're like, you had to hear this at some point. I never heard a thing. Okay.
Turn the radio
down.
Turn
the radio down, because that had to be loud.
Yeah.
And I think a really good thing to take from all of this is regular maintenance.
Yes. Just keeping up on your regular maintenance in your vehicle is really going to help you in the long run when you have to go to a shop.
So true. Regular maintenance for our bodies, for self-care, and also for our vehicles, because we want them to have long and happy lives with us.
Yeah.
They are part of, you know, they make memories with you. They take you places you want to go. They make it, hopefully, they make it available for you to have the life that you want, or to live the life that you want, by taking you to work, by doing these different things. We are very spoiled in today's day and age.
Yeah. We forget, you know, yes. I mean, the value of a pre-trip, even when you're taking a road trip and just checking your fluids and, you know, getting your eye on what's really going on here. My daughter has an older truck, and you know, she's had to learn that she checks her fluids every time she fills up.
Uh-huh.
You know, she really can't let that oil get down, and her truck burns a lot of oil, so be proactive and pick up on the things you can do.
Tighten your lug nuts. Make sure those are tight.
Yes.
Your oil is lying off. I mean,
do your windshield wipers work?
Yes.
Do you want to get caught in a storm like I have before, and you're like, wait a second? Or I drive a lot for work, because you hit, you know, insects hit the windshield, and then all of a sudden you go to hit the little thing to get the spray out, and it's empty.
Yeah.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sunny beaches. I better get that fixed. So, you know, it's just one of those situations. You're absolutely right. Regular maintenance. Thank you for bringing that up, Shannon. That's so, 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 so true. We need to do that for ourselves and our vehicles. Tiffany, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners today?
That maintenance can vary. You know, your service manual is going to have a recommended maintenance, but based on your use, which we've already kind of touched on, your recommended maintenance for your application may change. So a good relationship with your shop and knowing the car's history, they'll be able to guide you and make sure that you're doing it at the proper time for you.
That's very true. And once again, as we said earlier, if you have a good person that you go to, they'll be honest with you about the importance, the different levels of repairs that might be needed for your vehicle, so that you can make a smart decision, so that you can know what it is that you're supposed to be doing. Don't forget to check those warranties. Talk to them about the guarantee that they're offering. And also, please know, if you take your vehicle to one particular shop for a repair, and then you happen to be out, something happens, and you go to another shop, that can sometimes affect the warranty or the guarantee. Because once someone else has touched on that vehicle and or fixed something, that other mechanic doesn't really know what's going on. So that's why regular maintenance is so important. Pre-trip testing, like you had recommended, is just, it can be so valuable for you, and it can make your life just so much more peaceful. We can't control everything, but we can do our best to be preventative maintenance. And on that note, we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
What's something you don't want, even if you need it? Give up? Nobody wants car repairs, even if you need them. They're expensive, they take too long, they're confusing, and who do you trust? Car repairs are a hassle.
Hi, I'm Desmond. My wife Shannon and I have made Prescott Valley Transmissions a hassle-free zone by eliminating car repair hassles. For example, you'll get hassle-free service with same-day appointments, free loaner cars, free test drives, and our clean, good-smelling waiting room. Did you know that over half the vehicles that come to Prescott Valley Transmissions don't need major repairs? Simple things like air, fuel filters, electrical sensors, and even a bad batch of gas can cause symptoms that feel catastrophic. So if your check engine light is on or something's feeling a little wonky, don't wait. Catch problems early and save money. Don't drive a small problem into a big one. Stop by our shop and see for yourself or read about our hassle-free pledge on PrescottValleyTransmissions.com. Prescott Valley Transmissions, we're your hassle-free zone for car repairs.
And we're back. Thank you for joining us again today on the only automotive talk show in the Quad Cities area, Drive Time AZ. You can visit Drive Time AZ to get information about this show and all other previous shows that we have done. I want to thank everyone that joined me today. And I want to thank Tom Cheddar and the entire team for letting us come on today and just share with the women in our area and honor them. Lenora Bateman, president of Bennett Oil, Shannon Creighton with Prescott Valley Transmission. Angel Gomez, who was not able to be with us, with Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Services. Tammy Gage, the wholesale manager at O'Reilly Auto Parts. And from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, Tiffany Sherrata with Amazing Women in Automotive. Thank you to all of you for being with us today and sharing your expertise and your knowledge. We truly appreciate everything you're doing for this community.
Thank you. It was fun. It was a great show.
It was a great time. Thank you.
It was fabulous. I couldn't say no to being a part of it. Full women's panel.
Well, thank you, Tiffany, and hopefully we can have you back in the future, all of you. And it seems appropriate that a lady is the winner of this week's Song of the Week contest. Congratulations to, drumroll, Lydia. Lydia wins a $225 prize package that includes gift cards from several of our sponsors, including a $25 gift card at the Tropical Smoothie Cafe on Florentine Road in Prescott Valley, right in front of the hospital. They have great smoothies and coffee drinks, as well as sandwiches and wraps. Lydia says, hands down, it's the Little Nash Rambler because it's so fun and ridiculous. For the record, it's also called Beep Beep by the Playmates in 1958.
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a Little Nash Rambler was following me about one third my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake, but the Little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with gusto. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The Little Nash Rambler was right behind, I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 this one went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110, this certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out, he's kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep.
is on my beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The rammer full inside of me as if we're going slow. The fella rolled out his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?
Be sure to tune in again next week when Tom, Des, Ken, and their special guests will be back. And tell your friends about the show at our new time on Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. Don't forget to visit our website, drivetimeaz.com, for more information and podcasts of previous shows. Again, that's drivetimeaz.com. Until next time, have a great week.
It's Drive Time.
We nailed it. You all nailed it. You were awesome. Thank you so much.